out the slums of the motherfucking Northwest. Making their way through the cities in the forest. Y'all now tuned to the Jeff and Greg podcast. This shit like a log from a dog's ass. So drink your box of cheap beer till you're so trash. You drop the laps and shit your pants, and that's a known fact. Greg might be on some magic mushrooms, she got no class. So Jeff the Polo's Cleo, and obviously he ain't got no gas. Go past the gold hash, cause laps is in the forecast. More beer, get more smashed than clean talk at the doormat. Grab your popcorn, funny rings, and an egg roll. Tell her spread it late, so I love the Jeff and Greg show. From the IDA, how it'll help you with your day, bro. Hey, yo, Joe's a sponsor, Jeff is whiter than that yayo. But rather than some Legos, got some crazy shit to say, though. Custom like their bosses took them off the fucking payroll. Some call it a grind, but we call it the sarcophagus. Comedy kings drinking beers and around this type of shit. Jeff and Greg snatching confidence off your consciousness. Listen close and get off all these thoughts from this, I promise this.
What?
In the butt?
What?
Oh, shit. Oh,
no. What?
Boom.
Bells.
Welcome back to the Jeff and Greg podcast, where the laughs are made up and the points don't matter. I'm Jeff, the man with the voice so smooth it makes your coffee jealous.
And I'm Greg. The guy who's like that last slice of pizza. Everybody wants a piece, but nobody wants to be the one to take it.
Oh, man, Greg, you're like the human version of a mystery-flavored dum-dum lollipop. Nobody knows what they're getting, but they're too curious to resist.
Speaking of mysteries, Jeff, did you hear about the guy who invented lifesavers? They say he made a mint.
Oh, that's a dad joke if I've ever heard one. But hey, speaking of dads, I saw one at the park throwing a frisbee with his dog. I thought, man, that's a smart dog. But then it hit me. Maybe the dog was just trying to get away from his terrible throw.
Yeah, that's rough, buddy. But you know what's rougher? Trying to use a sundial at night. I mean, who's the genius that thought, yeah, let's make a clock that only works half the time?
That's like having a waterproof towel, Greg. Completely useless, but you can't help wonder why it exists.
Exactly, dude. I'm speaking of, unless you've seen those new reversible jackets. I'm like, why? So I can get rejected by the same girl twice?
Oh, man, that's cold. And not as cold as the reception we're about to get after this break. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back after these messages.
Oh, we got a key into some music. My music.
Hey, what's up, everybody? We're back. This is the Jeff and Greg podcast coming at you live from Grey Bush Studios. And, episode 264.
Man, what a great time that was.
That was so much fun.
Man, we should have AI do our scripts more often.
Let's do a whole episode.
You think we could do a whole episode? Oh, man. That was painful.
That was a chuckle a minute, man.
It was. It really was. The whole like pizza slice thing was great. It was good.
Just the really dry dad jokes. Yeah. And
I liked the first part where it said your voice was smooth like coffee.
Yeah.
I was like, damn.
Smoother than your morning coffee.
Yeah. It is. I mean, go ahead and spit some verses.
Dude, I can't.
Did you say That is smoother than coffee, bro.
Yeah.
Any coffee ever had. Jeez, that almost made me come just listening to your voice.
Why are you bullying me?
Anyway, man, we're on episode
264.
Jeez, dude.
Yeah, man.
Wow.
I know. It's happening. Bam. Right now it's happening.
I know. It's pretty amazing. And then we're in Grey Bush Studios, you know?
How much better could it be?
There's, you know what? You're right.
Yeah.
It can't be.
You know, it's weird. Sometimes I feel some kind of way, Greg.
Oh, shit. Really?
Because...
Stay away from me.
Because, you know, mm-hmm. I get to come down here whenever I want.
Oh, yeah.
You know? I feel a little like... I don't even know how to describe it. I feel bad for you almost.
Oh, shit, for real.
Yeah.
Because I don't get to...
Because I could just come down here and just be.
Right. But you don't, do you?
And you know what?
You don't.
You want to know the last time I walked in this room was?
Last week when you came down here.
Last Friday when I was in here with you. Yeah. Isn't that a goddamn shame?
That is, because your fish are all like, where the we need some food.
The fish are like, oh, shit. You keep forgetting us for a week.
He's like, God damn it.
90% of the water is gone.
Like when you dump the food in there, they're like jumping out of the water trying to catch it. They're trying to catch it out of the air and shit. Like, Jesus.
They were hungry.
They were, dude.
No,
they're all fat and happy now, dude.
I lied. Mm-hmm. I do come in here a couple of times.
Right.
But I almost don't even turn the lights on. I come in, sprinkle some fish food, and I'm out.
That's it, huh?
Yeah.
Man, this is like the place I would hang out. I know,
and I could just hang out in here.
Yeah.
Why there's, not? There's dude? A PlayStation.
You got
there's
fucking TV, PlayStation.
There's
you got,
music.
You got TiVo.
Computer, everything.
Dude, shit, man. You know?
I've got a DirecTV DVR down here. It's not hooked up to anything, but I've got one. I've got a VHS player.
Fuck, dude.
And you got a plethora of tapes. You got
an 8-track tape player down here.
Yeah, I've got somewhere. A bunch of episodes of MASH that I recorded. And
dude, what?
On TV.
You know what? I think we've talked about this before. Anytime I ever heard the MASH theme song or anything like that, I was gone. Yeah. Like, nope, I ain't watching this.
Yeah, that's when TV time is over.
I bet it was good, though. I bet it was a good show.
Probably a good show.
I bet there was lots of laughs to be had in it.
Yeah, I bet.
Just too young at the time for MASH.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah.
What a
fucking evening TV.
What a world we live in that AI can write a whole script like that for us.
Yeah. You know, I bet people couldn't even tell that that wasn't just us riffing.
No. They had no idea, bro. Yeah. Not a clue.
You know what's weird, and I'm sure there's other programs that might, but every AI program that I've found won't, like, get, like, they won't say anything vulgar.
Oh, right.
Like, it won't, like, get dirty.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it won't get, like, real. It has to be corny as fuck.
Oh, right.
Yeah. I'm sure there's something out there that could come up with something a little bit more realistic.
Once the rails fall off, it's going to be... Once porn companies get a hold of it, it's going to be
all... Oh, and I bet you there's so much...
Oh, they're working on it. I guarantee they're like, we got to work on our own AI.
And I haven't even tried dabbling with it much.
Oh,
I'm sure there's still... Like, right now, there's so much available that we could use.
Oh, yeah.
That we just don't even know about.
I bet there's some crazy shit out there.
Yeah.
Some black market AI.
Mm-hmm. Probably.
Oh, man. How was your week, bro?
You know what? It was a good week.
Right.
It was a good week. It was one of those weeks that on Sunday night I was dreading it. You know, not ready to go back. But it was okay. Everything went like smooth and it kind of went by quick.
Yeah, that's how my week went.
It wasn't too bad.
It was like a real smooth week.
Yeah.
Real smooth.
Smoother than my voice.
No.
Smoother than your morning coffee.
No, it wasn't that smooth, but it was smooth as like silk. You know?
Ooh, I almost did it.
Oh. Wake up. It's like first to wake up.
Come on, knock on my door. Yeah.
Was that smooth as that?
That's pretty goddamn smooth.
It is, really. Yeah. It really is.
I don't think it could be smoother than that.
Oh, shit.
Busy weekend last week.
Oh, shit, though. Yeah. Busy. It was super busy, man. What'd you get up to? What was that? Whoa. Hey, how about you stop doing that and tell me how busy your weekend
it
was?
It really wasn't.
What?
It was my wife's birthday.
Okay, so you went out... Bought her a new car.
I went hard this
bought
year.
Bought her a new Lexus.
Yeah.
It's a pretty nice car. I saw it.
Yeah, it's a 94.
94 Lexus.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Funny story about Lexus, man.
Oh, shit.
We had a dude in
said no one ever in the world.
Dude in the Navy that he, like, spent the first, like, 3 years of his time saving every penny he made to buy a Lexus.
Wow.
And he did. He bought one. He ate every meal on the ship, never left the ship, never did anything, just hung out on the ship. And he was like super disciplined.
He wanted a Lexus.
He wanted a Lexus. You know. He bought one. And then I remember after he bought it, we were in like Hong Kong or one of those weird, it was like either Hong Kong or like, I think it was like, yeah, I think it was Hong Kong, but it was like real busy. Like, uh-huh. And we were in some like, it was like a
brothel.
No, but it was like an, I don't know, it was like a long
dick.
No, God, you're really throwing me off the story. But it was like,
I'm just saying the first word that comes to mind when you,
it's probably like a red light district is what I'm saying.
Okay.
Like, so there was some of that around, but there was a lot of people like bars, a lot of bars.
Sure.
A lot of shit like that. But I remember running into him later on that day. And he was, like, fucking drunk out of his fucking mind, dude. Yeah. And he was, like, sitting, like, in an alley, like,
fucking,
like, he had, like, throw up all over him. What? And I was like, yeah, dude, he was fucked up. And I was like, dude, we can't leave him here, dude.
Where, so we had you, don't, a, where, you don't know where you were?
I can't remember what, country we were in, dude. But it was, like, I don't think it was Hong Kong, but I think it was, like,
Japan or some shit?
No, it wasn't Japan. It was like the Philippines. I think it was the Philippines. And I just remember it was like it looked like it was a shady ass part of the place. Like a shady. You don't want to be there by yourself. And
Mr. Responsible and there was like, was fucking.
Like, where the fuck are all of his friends at? He was just laying against his wall in the alley, like all fucked up, like drunk as fuck.
He's like, my life savings is gone.
Dude, we're like, Jesus Christ, horse. Dude. Yeah, I think his name was DiMaggio or Domingo or something like that. And he was just fucked up. He went from like all straight laced, like never do anything with anybody to like, I'm fucking getting tore up tonight. And whoever he was with just left him there, dude.
They're like, fuck that guy.
Fuck this guy. We had to fucking figure out how to get him back to the boat and all that shit. We're like, dude, we can't leave him here, dude. He's going to get fucking robbed or mugged or... Who knows if he already did get mugged or robbed, you know? We didn't know. But it was still, like, broad daylight, though. But he was all fucked up. And it's like, Jesus Christ, man.
Wow.
Yeah, we heard some... There was some crazy shit that happened in that place.
Didn't they have, like... Wasn't there any kind of rules about, like, the shit that you're allowed to do?
Oh, yeah, there was. But, you know, we fucking pushed them.
Yeah.
People pushed them. There was a couple bars I remember in Australia that we weren't supposed to go to because they were supposed to be rough or whatever. Well, we went to them all, you know. Yeah. In fact, we went to one, and the Navy police showed up to one of them, and they just like sat down and had a couple drinks, and then they left. And we're like, cool. They don't know, you know. It's like, oh, these guys aren't fucking Aussies. That's weird.
Wow.
Yeah, dude, that was a long time ago. It feels like another life when you talk about shit like that. You know?
Oh, I bet, yeah.
Because you're like 20. You're like,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's funny. I was thinking about that the other day, thinking about something that happened a while ago. And then I realized that I was like probably 23 when that happened. Mm-hmm. And that was 20 years ago.
Yeah.
It's wild. A full fucking lifetime ago so crazy.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
And then you think about the people different that are person. Like 88. You're like, dude, that guy's lived another one of my lives.
Dude, I think about that kind of shit all the time.
That guy's lived a whole nother one of my lives right now.
Like, if I was reborn right now and started my life over at birth,
yeah,
he's still older than me.
Yeah, dude.
Like, double.
Yeah, he's double.
I could live my full life over again, and he'd still be older than me.
This shit's wild. That's nuts. You think, like some of those people have, I bet they have the craziest fucking stories. Like, they've seen some shit, like...
Yeah.
But how often do you ever talk to them about that? You know? Like, I never run into anybody that's, like, super old, you know?
That's funny. That's funny because, you like, sitting here, us talking about it sounds like... Oh, that'd be nice to, like, sit down with, like, a real old dude and listen to his cool stories and shit. All the things that he's seen and stuff. Yeah. But maybe it's different when you're in your 40s. But when I bought my first house, my next door neighbor was like a 94-year-old man.
Holy shit, 94?
He was old. Oldest man I've ever met in person.
And was he still like mowing his lawn and like kicking it back?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Drinking Miller Lights?
Yeah.
Really? Right on.
No, he wasn't doing that, but he was very, he was pretty active for his age.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, he
got AIDS.
Yeah.
Fuck.
96th birthday, he went out and had a wild night.
He got a wild massage and got AIDS.
He went to that Asian massage parlor.
Oh, yeah, the one that got busted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got a happy ending.
Right. And not so happy, it turns out.
Turns out, yeah. Dirty hands.
Went into his bowl.
Yeah. No, right, yeah, go on. He was really fucking old.
Yeah.
And he was a carpenter.
Oh, yeah.
By trade when he was younger. Okay. And so he still, his thing was he would buy wood from all over the world, like these exotic woods.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd get shipped to his house. And down in his basement, he had like a fancy ass wood shop set up. It had like ventilation and shit that would suck the sawdust out and like blow clean air
into your house.
into my backyard. That's funny. It was those kind of houses that are literally like 8 feet apart, too. Like
you walk by and you just get a mouthful of sawdust.
He had a weird name.
Oh,
like,
that fucking...
His name was...
Old. Rubicon?
It was like Elmer or some shit.
Oh, Elmer?
It was some shit like that.
Oh, Elmer.
Yeah. Anyway, he would make these letter openers.
Would he ever come out onto his porch and be like, Dennis!
No. Mr. Wilson.
Oh, was that Mr. Wilson?
Yeah.
Dennis the Menace? Yeah. All right, you go on.
Anyway, he lived there. He still had his wife. They're both... Alive and well.
Wow, was she like 94 too?
She was old, yeah. She was up there with him. Anyway, he was super friendly,
mm-hmm.
but I didn't really love having him for a neighbor.
Oh, why?
He was super nice, but he was also so annoying, dude. Like, sometimes it felt like he was waiting outside for me to get home.
Why?
Because he wanted to chit-chat.
Yeah.
And he'd see your car pull up and he'd start walking across your lawn.
Yeah.
And meet you at the fucking side of the driveway and then just walking blah, blah, blah.
Dude, that's America,
blah,
baby.
Blah, 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 blah.
Dude, that's America right there, baby.
And
that's how you do it, man.
There was so many times, dude, when I was coming home from work and I'd fucking see him on his porch and I would just drive past the house. I think I need to go to the grocery store for a minute. Like, just not today.
What? Or, he must have been boring.
I know, it sounds fucked up now.
That is fucked up, bro.
I probably wouldn't
You're
do
a real
that
piece
today.
Of shit, man.
But I was like, hey, I was like 21, 22.
Yeah.
Like, I was young. And I wasn't interested in his fucking stories.
What kind of stories? Were they good? Or were they all like PG stories?
Oh, it's just like... I remember when they were building the water tower and, like, just old town stories.
Yeah.
And, you know.
He didn't have any crazy, like, war stories?
No, he wasn't a war guy. He was like...
He's like, I killed my wife and buried her.
No, you could tell he was a gentleman.
Yeah.
And so...
He never kissed and telled?
No.
He should have been like, hey, tell me, do you break off your old lady still?
He
would have stopped coming around, bro. You like make him feel uncomfortable. I'd be like, hey, man, do you still break off the missus a little piece of that dick?
I noticed Margaret had a limp. What's that all about?
She had a
she.
I know she was icing
you
down
put
her
it
fucking
in her booty, huh?
Yeah, I know she was putting some ice down her shorts the other day.
There's some steam coming off of her.
So steam coming off the undercarriage.
Friction.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, right.
Anyway, so he would talk my fucking ear off like
you ever
every
use,
day.
You ever use lube there, Elmer?
We don't. No need for lube.
Oh, shit. She's a real gusher. I remember when she goes into the water tower story.
Yeah.
Yeah. That reminds me of the water tower story.
Yeah.
That'd be a way cooler fucking... Like, damn, we're all right.
Oh, shit.
Okay. But he's just...
Orville. His name was Orville.
Oh, shit. Like Redenbacher?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
His name
dude.
Was Orville.
Redenbacher.
Orville and Margaret.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Was it Margaret for real?
It really was, yeah.
Oh, shit. Are they still alive?
No.
No?
That was over 20 years ago, and he was in his 90s then.
You don't think he's the oldest man in the world?
No. Actually, they both died while I lived there.
Oh.
And then we...
Was it close together? I feel
not
like
not wasn't like that. It was like a year or two in between.
That's close, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not when you're in your 90s. Every day you're expecting.
No, but I think once like somebody goes like that, it's like.
Yeah, that happens
your
quite
soul
often.
Is like, yeah, I don't really want to be around. Yeah. I bet they were together for a long time.
Yeah.
You think, what, 50 years?
No, it was way more than that.
Fucking
they
way
were like
more than that.
Teenage love.
Shut the fuck up, like, dude.
Like 80.
Some fucking Orville was like hitting that shit right off the bat. Like
75
dude.
Years married or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, he's like, I'm tired of that pussy. I don't even talk about it anymore.
He's like, it never gets old. Twice a day.
You're like, she throws at me all the time. I'm just like, fuck, I don't want to. But, you know, I just got to keep the Mrs. Abby. I said no fucking one ever. That never fucking happened. Fucking Orville, that's how you live to 94, bro.
I guess.
That's a secret, bro. A lot of women don't realize that. You want to keep a man alive for a while? You got to give it up.
Keep it wet on him.
Keep it wet on him. Dude, what? Keep it gushing, bro. That's how you... That's a
keep his
abuse.
Shit sticky.
Keep it sticky, bro. Yeah, baby. Holy shit. Yeah, Orville, that's how he lived at 94, man. Old Margaret was just fucking riding that shit every night, twice a day, dude, morning and night.
Yeah.
It's like they brush her teeth, and she just like, you ready, Orville?
Dude, I don't know if I want to get into this, but how do you think... Okay, let's pretend that people in their 90s still can do that.
Oh, they still can.
Okay.
Yeah.
How? What position are they picking?
Oh, it's missionary all day.
Like laying down flat?
Yeah.
On top?
They're probably
like
both don't weigh
sandwiches?
Anything.
Like bread? Just like...
This is the most boring shit ever, probably. Dude, I don't think they fuck. Yeah, I don't think people in their 90s fuck.
When do you quit?
I don't know.
Because I have a story for you.
Yeah.
My
mom
is not old enough to be in a nursing home yet.
Right.
But my great grandma.
Getting that.
My great grandma was in a retirement community.
Yeah.
That's where she lived at when she passed away.
Mm-hmm.
RIP.
What was her name? Bertha?
Yeah.
Let's go with Bertha.
Yeah.
Old Grandma Bertha.
That's weird. I don't remember her name. Leona.
Oh, yeah. That's a weird name.
Yeah. Anyway, she lived in a retirement community.
Leona. I haven't heard that name in a... I don't think I've ever heard that name. Maybe once or twice.
Yeah.
Not very often.
Well...
Leona.
That's what they were named, you know, back then, I guess.
Okay. I mean, you don't have to offend. I'm just saying, like, I haven't heard it. You're like, well, like, I don't know, fucking man. Like, fucking, that's hey, what they fucking
that's
named
That's what her name was, all right? God, you're
I don't
my
know
fucking
why.
Back.
Are you fucking calling me a liar? I'm just saying I haven't heard it very often.
I'm going to fucking, what do you want me to Google her obituary? Jesus. Think I'm lying over here? Fucking Leona, right?
Okay, man. I get it, bro.
Shit.
Yeah. Anyway, go on.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So my grandparents put her in a retirement community.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a story of my grandma going to visit her, who would be her mom,
mm-hmm.
Going to visit her and opening the door. And walking in on...
How old was said grandma at the time?
Probably mid-80s.
Holy shit. So yeah. Maybe they do. Maybe
well,
they do
there was a man at this retirement community that was known to be quite a playboy.
Oh, shit.
And his name was Gus.
Gus Bus, bro.
And
he was bussing,
my grandma
bussing.
Walked in on Gus and my great-grandma...
Just getting it on.
Doing something.
Whoa, shit. Yeah. What was it? What were they doing? Was he going down on her? Dude, I'm wondering, like, fuck. He's like, get that lube going? You gotta have, like, your own, like, okay, dude. Really fucking disturbing, bro.
You're talking about your grandma.
She just didn't even, like, shut the door. She just stood there and they watched her fucking, like.
It's kind of impressive.
You're like, damn. Like, Gus, why don't you come over to my house? Jesus.
Careful.
Why don't you teach my my fucking husband a thing or two, Gus?
Yeah.
So, I've been around this nursing home.
Yeah, that was the rumor that he had.
There's a lot of that happens in a lot of nursing homes.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Actually, I heard that STDs are very common.
Oh, shit.
In those kind of places.
That's wild.
Yeah.
Nursing homes.
Yeah.
Old people just bringing in shit. Like, I got chlamydia. I forgot, though, because I can't even feel my genitals anymore.
How do they end up with the clap?
Yeah. Who brings that in? Like, some young dudes in there just like, what? So, yeah. I wonder how much of that happens. Like the nurses or whatever, what are they called? Like the, they're not nurses really, are they?
Yeah, pretty much. CNAs.
Yeah, CNAs or whatever.
Or whatever. The people that work there. Are you talking about there's some action between them?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like the people that have dementia and that shit.
Ooh.
Yeah. You think so? I wonder how much of that dirty ass shit happens. There's some sick fuckers out there, man.
Oh, I know. Remember a few years ago, we read a story about a girl that was in a coma in a hospital.
Got pregnant.
She ended up getting pregnant, and it was with, like, one of the nurse guys or whatever.
That's fucking, oh, my God. That happened in Kill Bill.
Really?
Remember Kill Bill? You ever watch Kill Bill?
No.
Yeah, she wakes up from a coma, and, like, they're, like, paying. He's, like, in the middle of it. Like, he's not fucking her, but he's, like, making the deal.
Wow, that's
fucked
up. He's
like, don't leave no
bruises
on her or whatever. And like, he leaves. And she wakes up. She's like, oh, shit.
That's fucked up.
It is fucked up, man. Then you wonder how much of that shit goes on.
I wish I could say none, but now we know that it's.
Yeah, gross. It's gross.
There's
dude.
Some sick fucking people
there
in the
really
world.
There really is. There really is, but.
Yeah.
Wow. So they both died, huh? That sucks. Which one went first, Margaret or Orville?
Orville did.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember the day.
He got drowned. Drowning the puss. He's like, I can't breathe, Margaret.
Her hip went out when she was riding his face.
That's how I want to go out, bro. I'm dying, Vibe. That's how I'm going out, bro.
And she couldn't stop because she was in the middle of coming. And she just.
Holy shit!
Oh my God, dude. Fucking shit, bro. I hope no one ever listens to this episode. I hope this is the one that has zero downloads.
We should just start over.
Yeah.
We should start over, bro. All right, this is the Jeff and Greg podcast.
What's up, everybody?
Oh my God, episode 264. Yeah. We're back.
We are not going to talk about 86-year-old women.
Nope.
That are.
We're not.
Gushers.
Oh my gosh.
It's all pee though.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
That's what we found that out too. Yeah. Scientific study, proven facts.
Just man. Straight piss.
Gross.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Oh man.
So. That's a perfect sound. Yeah. That's a perfect sound, dude.
What's up? You were going to say something.
Yeah, man. You're going to build a bunch of crap this weekend, dude.
Yeah, we are.
I saw a big old truck full of dirt out in your yard.
Yeah, we're gonna go through with actually.
Did you say you're making a
vegetable garden?
Oh, I thought you were making a clam farm.
Yeah, well, that's gonna be on one end.
Oh shit! Okay, that's perfect. Yeah.
We brought in a saltwater and outwater
saltwater menagerie,
an outdoor saltwater. Setup. We're gonna have a saltwater pond.
Mm.
It's sort of unheard of
in Iowa,
but we're gonna
really
come
is.
Up with one.
Are you gonna do like a greenhouse above it so it stays warm year round, or
Yeah.
That seems like a lot of work, but...
Well, it's going to have a live coral.
Yeah.
An octopus.
Damn. Those things are smart, man.
Yeah, we're making an inland ocean.
Oh,
basically.
Shit. Right.
Outdoor saltwater tank in our yard.
Which is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy. Good for you, man. Good for you. You're really doing it. So, a garden, though, right?
Yeah, we're going to have a big vegetable garden.
That's pretty
cool. That's actually really big.
Yeah. I saw the outline of it the other day, and I was like, damn.
Yeah.
The thing is big.
It's like 24 feet by 13.
What are you going to grow, do you think?
We were talking about that today. There's going to be a lot of stuff.
You think I can have a chance of getting some fresh fruits and vegetables?
Fucking A, bro. Yeah.
Shit, give me some. Dab me up, dude.
Yeah, man.
My son the other day, he's all, Dad, I just had the best dab of my whole life. I was like, what? He's all, me and my friend just had the best. Uh-huh. He dabbed me up, and it was like perfect. And I was like, really? So it's the best one I ever had in my whole life.
Wow.
I was like, damn, that's a statement right there. Yeah. I was like, you're still pretty young. It's like,
yeah.
Don't count that one as the best one yet because there's still a long way to go.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then later on, I saw a TikTok of the dude that daps him up perfectly. And he's like, your shit's weak, bro. He tells his other friend to leave.
Yeah. Dude, that's a big deal in mm-hmm. that age group right yeah. now.
Dapping up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I see it all day.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people will walk up to each other mm-hmm. and do the old, and they'll do it 15 or 20 times in a row until it makes like the perfect sound.
Yep.
They'll just keep doing it over and over.
Yep. Dabbed them up.
Until it makes like that perfect.
There it is.
Yep. Cup sound. And then they're like, yeah.
Kids are so dumb.
They fucking are.
I fucking love it.
Yeah. It's great.
So I've been telling my kid, I was like, because they play video games,
mm-hmm.
and I know some of the lingo, and I was like, are you getting sweaty on that game? It's supposed to be like tryhards or whatever.
Okay.
He's like, you're trying hard? So now I'm like, are you sweaty? He was like, sweaty? He's like, dude, no, stop it. I was like, I bet you're sweaty right now, man. And then every time I'll ask him to do something, I was like, hey, man. You sweaty right now? It's like, you need to get in here and do this.
Hell yeah.
So stop being so sweaty. And he'll just start grinning. I'm like, fucking love it, man.
Yeah. Over here, it's the all that skibbity toilet stuff.
Oh,
skibbity.
Yeah.
I
said that too to him. He's all, shut up.
Rizzlers. Yeah. And
what is a skibbity? The skibbity toilet means you're like trash, right?
Skibbity toilet is like bad.
Yeah, you're trash. Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And then Sigma is good.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Sigma Rizz. So,
yeah.
Sigma Rizzler.
Yeah.
This is so stupid, dude.
Skibbity Ohio Rizz is bad.
Skibbity Ohio Rizz?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
And what the fuck is Ohio Rizz?
And shaking your gat for the Rizzler.
Oh, my God.
Dude, it's so fucking stupid.
So
I hear it all day long. I hear it all day long
yeah.
at work.
Right.
And then I come home and I have a sixth grader, which I found out that middle schoolers are bad.
Yeah.
But sixth grade is where it starts and it's the worst.
Yeah.
So, like, that's all I have. Have I told that story on here yet about my son's soccer team
no.
and their name?
Mm-mm.
No. So... This made me laugh hard as shit.
Okay.
So he's on a soccer team. So he doesn't even like soccer or care about it.
Mm-hmm.
But he got sort of recruited to be on this soccer team. He's never played before.
Right.
But his like best friend is on the team. And his friend's dad is the coach. And they talked him into signing up and playing soccer for him.
Mm-hmm.
And like he doesn't care at all. Like, he does it, and he goes through with it, and he does his best and stuff, but mm-hmm. it doesn't really affect him. Like, if, you know, anyway. So we're driving to practice one day, and the coach puts out this giant group message thread with all the parents. And there he's like, we need to come up with a team name. He's like, ask your kids, you know, let's come up with a team name, and we'll vote this afternoon at practice, and we'll pick a team name. And so all these parents are like, the Falcons and the fucking Vipers. And they're like saying the really corniest shit ever. And I was like, Jordan, let's come up with some good ones to throw in the hat. And so we sent in three. We sent in the, because they're kicking soccer goals, right, into nets.
Yeah.
So one of the ones we sent in was the net busters. They're busting nets.
All right.
You know, okay. I thought that was a good one.
That is a good one. That really is.
There was another one that was good, and I can never remember it. But then another one we came up with was the Rizzlers.
The Rizzlers. Oh, yeah. Shit.
The Rizzlers, because the Rizz is all, is like everything right now. And so I take him to practice, and it's fucking far away, so I just wait. It's an hour practice, so I just sit in the car and wait for him.
Okay.
He gets in the car after practice. He's like, You're never gonna guess what our team name is. And all I thought he was gonna be like the Pink Unicorns or something really stupid. Uh-huh. And he's like, the team voted and we're the Rizzlers. I was like, no way.
That's awesome.
I was like, so now like now the coach sends on the messages like, go Rizzlers, like there's all this shit. And I was like, man, we were just fucking around. Like, I didn't think it was going to actually stick.
Oh, my gosh, dude. Wow.
But, yeah, he's the on the Rizzlers. And they play, like, the White Wolves and, like, really stupid named teams.
Oh, shit.
It's funny. Oh, I thought the Net Busters was great.
Yeah, that would have been a good one. Yeah. What's the other one? I wish.
I can't remember.
Yeah.
It was funny, but it wasn't like, it wasn't
catchy.
It wasn't that good, but.
The Rizzlers is perfect.
Yeah.
I can't believe that one.
I was so surprised that it stuck.
That is crazy. But you got to think about the age group too, right? Like, that's the perfect age group for that.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, dude. The Rizzlers. So now when they're playing, they have a shirt that says the Rizzlers on them?
No, they didn't make them custom jerseys, but.
Shit, you should just make a shirt that says the Rizzler on it.
Yeah. But it's funny because the parents will be like all on the text thread, like, you guys got it, Rizzlers. Go Rizzlers.
They don't even know what it means.
They have no idea what they're saying. Like, it's not bad, but no, I know. It's funny. Funny. They just have no idea what that word even is.
Rizzlers. It's funny how like every generation has their own slang that comes out.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we were talking about that once and we're like, I was talking about it with my wife, and we're like talking about how stupid it is. And I was like, I'm sure we had some shit that our parents thought was so gay.
Oh, yeah.
That we said all the time.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I'm sure. Yeah. I know we did. I can't remember it.
Yeah, I can't either.
But I know it was out there.
We said.
I said gay a lot back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
Like so much. Like, that's gay. Everything was gay.
Yeah.
Everything.
That's just barely starting to fade away.
Yeah.
I say stuff's gay like a lot less than I used to.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I still do though.
Yeah, but not often. I used to say a lot.
Yeah. Back in the day, everything was gay.
Everything.
Yeah.
That was a big thing. My brother went through a phase, I guess, when I was in the Navy, and my mom and dad would say like, now he calls everything precious. He's like, that's precious.
What?
Yeah.
Fuck that.
Yeah, he said that shit a lot, I guess, back in the day. That's a precious. That's like, dude, shut the fuck up. So if I would have heard him say that, I would have been like, you gay as fuck.
That's so annoying.
Yeah, dude.
Precious.
Yeah, my brother went through a phase where he was like, he wore a choker and he painted his nails black.
Oh, yeah. I could see that.
Yeah, he went through a dark
phase. I think he was just coming out of that when I met him.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, probably, right?
Yeah, he was still. He was still pretty like that. Anyway. So it's Mother's Day weekend coming up.
Yep, dude. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? Anything fun planned? Going to have a big get-together?
I've chartered a boat. A cruise ship. I've chartered a full-on cruise ship for just the two of us.
Just the two of us. Yeah. Okay. All right.
It leaves from Seattle.
Uh-huh.
And then it sinks.
With you on it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Actually, we're going we're going. I can't really tell you exactly.
You're going
where
on
it
a
is.
Cross country trip on a train in a small cabin with your mom.
Yeah. Well, I can't tell you many details, mm-hmm. but it's an. We're going to this.
Italy.
It's a, for lack of a better word, it's a church. It's an animal fight club.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right.
Yeah. It's where they team up different animals and we watch them fight to the death. And then millionaires like bet on it.
That's an awesome Mother's Day gift. Uh-huh. I want to go.
Yeah. How we got tickets. We got tickets to Silverback Gorilla versus Grizzly Bear.
Oh, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
That's pretty
awesome.
It's
going to be epic.
You imagine a big old grizzly bear fighting a big old gorilla?
No.
Who do you think would win?
Well, I think since they have the teeth mm-hmm. and the claws and somewhere around 500 extra pounds, I think the grizzly bear is going to win.
Do you think he fucks him after he wins? Do you think he's like, you know what? You started this fight, but I'm going to finish it.
Yeah. Well, the gorilla's not fucking the bear because we've found out that a silverback gorilla has a 2-inch pecker.
A 500-pound gorilla has a 2-inch dick.
Yeah. We did the research.
That's not very good.
No.
That's sad.
Yeah, it is.
Because we were talking about King Kong. And we're like, why doesn't King Kong have a piece on him?
Right.
And that's why. He probably does, but it's buried under that fur.
Because it's so little. Yeah. Minuscule.
And he's probably not walking around hard all the time. You know, he's got all that.
He would just be embarrassed.
Yeah, because he's fighting and shit. You
oh,
know?
Yeah. He's always in battle.
Yeah, he's like.
He's always stressed out.
Yeah, he's my shit's all up in my guts all the time. Like, for real. I bet that. It's like the only place it can be safe.
Yeah.
I'm just like.
He's had a stressful life. Actually, in the new movie, he's got like a white beard. Like, he looks like he's aging. And he's all. He's always like. It's all fucking wore out. It's true. He's like a white beard.
No way, dude. Yeah. Godzilla?
Yeah. He's like aging.
Oh, shit.
Kong.
Oh, Kong is. Kong is, yeah. Yeah. I was like, Godzilla has a white beard? That's weird. He's like, just hanging out.
Yeah. King Kong could probably fuck up a grizzly bear. But he's
yeah.
about 20 times bigger than a normal gorilla, so.
That thing's fucking huge.
Anyway, no, Greg and I got into this conversation where we're talking about large animals and
large animal fight clubs.
Who we thought would win in these epic battles, and then we discovered that all you have to do is Google it, and someone else has already done all the research.
Which is awesome.
Yeah, there's actual videos even, CG videos of said animals in battle.
Which is cool.
And they line up all their stats and everything.
Man.
Yeah.
World's getting cooler and cooler.
Yeah. We found out.
I think Google is has the coolest like voice search engine ever.
Yeah.
Like it's so like accurate when you say shit in there most of the time. Mm-hmm. I was like, wow.
Yeah.
Compare it to like YouTube one. Like sure. The YouTube one's okay. Uh-huh. But it's not as good as the Google one. I feel like the Google
and the Google will give you all the YouTubes you want anyway.
It will. Yeah.
Yeah.
Pops it off real good.
But we did find out that there's virtually not a land mammal that could take a grizzly bear.
Except for an elephant.
An elephant or a rhino was, they said, are the only ones.
Yeah. Maybe a hippo.
A hippo might be.
I bet a hippo could. If a hippo could get into the water, I bet it'd fuck it up real good. With those jaws, get out of here, bro. You seen those things? You seen the fucking teeth on a hippo?
Right.
It's like, what the fuck?
And. You know what?
They don't even eat meat, I don't think.
I don't know. I think hippos eat everything.
Oh, are
I think hippos will just eat anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe. That's wild, though.
Yeah, man. You could say the old fact that comes out every time someone starts talking about hippos is that more people die from hippos than crocodiles in wherever they're from.
Over there?
Over yonder.
In the Nile?
Where they come from.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is that that's a fact?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
Hippos?
Yeah, dude.
I never heard that before.
You haven't?
No, but that's cool. Yeah. Hibbles be they're fucking shit vicious. Up. They're gangsters.
They fuck up people, man.
Fucking gangsters, bro. Yeah. You don't fuck around. You get in my area, I'll fucking chew you in half.
Yeah. Do you ever get in those TikTok, what do you call it, a rabbit hole?
Yes.
Where you just start watching the videos of nature.
Yes. All the time.
Animal stuff.
Like, I've been watching, like, the documentary series on... Fuck, yeah. It's like just they fall around prides and they're like, Kelly has two cubs and she's, like, walking around and shit.
You start finding and yourself like, oh, shit. Going to the page and like, looking for the next video.
And it's like part one. You're like, oh, shit, this is part one? Cool.
Yeah.
Fucking, and they have tigers sometimes on there. And like, yeah, man. And then, like, the hyenas. And all the hyenas names are all, like, weird.
Yeah. And then all that shit is just on Netflix. You can watch the whole last episode.
It's on Netflix or is it on like...
It's on everything.
Or is it on like National Geographic or whatever?
Sure.
Cool.
Netflix has. Sure. Just yes.
Sweet.
Disney Plus has a lot of them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway.
Remember when Disney Plus was like, we're going to fucking kill Netflix. Yeah. Netflix is bigger than ever.
The only thing Disney Plus has is they just keep buying everyone else and just putting all of their shit on Disney Plus.
Yeah. But you know what? That's probably the least one I go to is Disney.
Yeah.
It's the least one I go to. I go to Netflix way more.
Yeah.
Way more, dude.
Really? Yeah.
And Amazon Prime's been up there.
Well, Hulu is now merged with them.
With
with Disney Plus.
Really?
So it's all the same now. So, yeah, we probably watch more of that.
Really?
Than Netflix, yeah.
So Hulu's all the whole... All, what?
They're together.
So if you turn on Hulu, it's all the same?
It's all the same. It's all mixed.
Really?
No, I think it's the other way around.
Oh.
You have to get Disney Plus to get the Hulu included.
Oh.
I don't think it goes the other way. I don't think if you have Hulu that...
Because I have all three. I have Prime, Netflix, Hulu.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Yeah. Then I have, like, all the shit that's in Prime, you know? So I have, like, MGM, the MGM one, the Paramount one. It's fucking...
And then there's HBO Max.
I have HBO Max, too. It's like, Jesus, man. I started thinking about it now. I'm like, fuck, I have so many.
Yeah.
It's probably cost us, like, $100 just from fucking TV channels.
Right.
That we don't even watch half of them.
And they keep going up, too.
Yeah. Yeah, they're ridiculous.
Yeah. Before you know it, it'll all just be one bundle.
Yeah. Oh, and like
then,
cable?
And then so my wife says that sometimes, that she's like, we should just get DirecTV again. Yeah. But, like, I don't think you remember how shitty that is.
Yeah.
Like, it's cool to have all the channels, but then, like, you're just picking what you want to watch, which is what you're doing now.
Mm-hmm.
And you still have all the commercials and all the stuff.
Right.
Except it wasn't everything.
Like, yeah.
You couldn't just go to any movie you fucking think of and pull it up.
Right. It was like they had certain times.
It scrolls the channels and you can watch what's on at the time, which is basically what Pluto TV and all these other free ones do. Anyway.
Right.
So.
Fuck that.
Yeah.
I'll never go back to cable. But the cable companies aren't struggling, that's for sure. They're still selling you internet so you can stream all these fucking things.
Yeah.
Cable never ran anywhere. They just switched their... thing to, oh, well, you don't want to buy cable from us? Fine. We'll still charge you for having the cable. Like, cool.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah, we got, so we switched to fiber here because it was finally available in our area. Well, a few years ago, they came through and they did a survey, the city of Ammon did, and they're like, hey, fill out this thing if you want fiber. Ran to your house because we're going to go through the neighborhood. Let us know if you want the thing to come to your house.
Yeah, why wouldn't you?
Right. So we're like, yeah, let's do it. So the time came for them to come through the neighborhood. They came in. They have their little underground thing that digs through your yard and comes up wherever they decide that your line is going to come up to the house, right? They did that. It looks like shit. This big fucking dumb orange pipe comes up our wall. And it looks horrible now. Anyway, the springtime came, sprinkler time. They fucking thrashed through our whole sprinkler system, like in four different places.
Oh, wow.
Fucked the lines up completely. Underground,
yeah.
So you don't know it
yeah.
until you've ran your sprinkler system several times, mm-hmm. and you're like, oh, those heads aren't working very well. And when I walk across my lawn, I sink 3 feet.
Oh, shit.
And we had, like, bubbles and shit. And, dude, it was the biggest fucking disaster. And trying to get them to come out and fix it was even worse.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was so fucking horrible.
Yeah.
Getting them to come out. Anyway, we finally got all that resolved, right? And then... once the project is done, the whole neighborhood is finished and they're done with it, then they put out a thing that says, okay, at first it was like the more houses in the neighborhood that opt for it, the cheaper it's going to be. Well, it finished and now the bill is out and each member or each person that signed up for it now has to pay $4,000 for the installation.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
So each house that said, yeah, run the line up to my house,
yeah,
now owes $4,000. And they gave you three options. And this had to be paid by like May 15th.
What the
fuck? The bill just came out and they're like, oh yeah, it's due in a month.
Cool.
They gave you three options. You can either pay it up front or pay it all in one lump sum. You can pay $300 and something a year, like billed once a year. A $300 bill will come in the mail that you have to pay. Or you can add $26 a month to your utility bill for the next 20 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
So what'd you end up doing?
We're just going to add the $26 a month to the thing, I think. I haven't like made a decision
yet. Yeah.
But it's like that's probably the most like easiest one to deal with, I guess.
Yeah.
Just add a little bit more. But fuck, dude.
Jesus.
I knew it was going to be something, but $4,000 to have it installed.
Cuz when you first said you were paying like a monthly fee, it was like $11 or something.
Well, that's for the actual internet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, that's not fucking bad.
Yeah.
But
it's 14 a month.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But not the fucking
for fiber.
Yeah. $4,000 thing sucks.
Yeah.
Wow. How's the fiber? Is it pretty good?
It's been fine, yeah.
It's supposed to be better than cable, isn't it?
We haven't had any issues with it.
Right.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
And it's super easy to when you log in, before you get it set up. You go to the city's website, and it pulls up all of the providers that you can pick to pay for your internet through.
Yeah.
And it shows you all their pricing, and you can just pick, what speeds you need or what, all the shit.
Right.
And it makes it pretty easy to pick.
Oh, that's cool.
And it is really cheap, $14 a month.
Yeah.
But
and it's pretty fast.
Yeah. We fucking have 400 TVs, and
yeah.
We've never had any issues with anything.
That's way cool.
Yeah.
But that, I love how the government's like, hey, guess what? You got a $4,000 bill and it's due in a month.
Yeah.
Good luck. Yeah. Cool.
The thing finally came out and is like, oh, yeah. And so $4,065 is due on May 15th. And we're like, what? Huh?
Huh? Like, yeah. What? Yeah, dude. Fuck you. Fuck yeah. You, government.
Okay. Yeah. Cool. Oh, is that all?
Oh, that's sweet. Thanks. Yeah.
No worries. Let me write you a check. Write you a check for the full amount.
I bet somebody was out there like, oh, yeah, pocket change.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Fuck
small it. Price to pay.
Yeah. Mark my words, government.
Yeah, man.
Holy shit.
So we were about to talk about Mother's Day is coming up. I'm thinking, depending on what the wifey wants, might do a pulled pork.
Oof. I was thinking about doing that too.
A new smoker.
I was thinking about doing that. Pulled pork. Some nice coleslaw.
Oh, yeah.
Dang.
You know, last week we talked about how I made a perfectly rare pork loin.
Mm-hmm. Right. With the worms and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All of that.
Did you sprinkle extra worm on it when you were like eating it?
No, I rolled it in dried ones.
You spent a whole week like collecting dry worms off your sidewalk.
Yeah, dude. That's what I did.
Yeah, dude.
No, but last week I finally decided to do that recipe that we've been passing around, or that rib method called party ribs.
Mm-hmm.
Where you cut the ribs all the way up and then cook them like that instead of on
now, I leaving them in a rack. I thought you did that before once.
I'd never done it.
Never, huh?
Nope.
Okay. Tell me about these party ribs.
They're fine.
Yeah, that's not
but
good.
It wasn't all the hype.
Really?
That it was, that I thought it was going
to
be.
It's supposed to be way better, huh?
Yep. It was fine.
Cool.
But they weren't like, oh shit.
They weren't like, damn, yeah. Motherfucker.
Yeah.
These are good.
Yeah. They were like, okay, they're fine.
Yeah. Oh yeah, no.
And it's kind of it's. They make it seem like it's going to be easier and all that shit. It's not really not.
No.
There's more steps, and it's just not. It wasn't not great.
Now, tell me about the barbecue sauce part. Do you make your own? You make your own barbecue sauce? It.
Nope.
But how do you even make it? Like, I've seen people put like honey in the smoker, like in a tray, and then they add.
Yeah, that's what stuff. We did. So you cut. So this method you. Cut them all into individual ribs, mm-hmm. and then you slather them all up with your binder and mustard.
Right.
And then you cover them on all sides with whatever seasonings you're using.
So you put the binder rubs. On first and...
Uh-huh.
Right. Is this before you put your pants on or after?
Pants off the whole time.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah. Don't want your jeans...
Let me write that down.
Yeah, you don't want the smoke to get into your jeans.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But into your pubes is perfectly fine to have a smoky bush.
Girls like a smoky bush.
Yeah, I like to use a nice hickory.
Right.
Yeah, hickory is the most
manly. That way when they go down, you're like, is that hickory? Damn.
It's really, are you talking about the wood?
Or I'm
the
really gushing. That really makes me moist.
Yeah.
All right, go on.
So you have them all individually cut up, binder on them, and then the rub on mm-hmm. the outside. And then you have to lay them all out individually in the smoker. And then, you know, you whatever temperature and time is like basically 2 hours. Mm-hmm. And then you take them off and you put them in a foil pan. And then what I did is I put butter in there. Like I cut up a whole stick of butter in mm-hmm. pieces, bunch of... brown sugar
mm-hmm.
and barbecue sauce, real thick and heavy. Then you cover it with foil and put it back in for like another hour and a half.
Right.
And just let them fucking do their
thing. Do the thing.
And then when it's done, they're all like, oh, yeah. You know.
But they weren't
good. They're all saucy and caramelized. And no, they're good. They just weren't. It wasn't the same.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it's hard to explain, but it wasn't top notch. It wasn't my favorite.
Damn it, that's a shame.
Yeah,
sometimes it's not top notch, bro. You know.
Yeah.
That is scary.
But it was just a. It was just a quick, like unplanned Saturday, like.
Pop. What kind of ribs did you end up getting to do that with?
Just the old
Kansas City style.
I don't know what the... Just the baby backs.
The old...
Just the nice...
The old baby
rack
backs.
Rack of ribs. Yeah, man.
I like it.
Yeah, boy.
Damn, that sounds so good.
It was.
I need to cook me some ribs one day.
Yeah. I mean, you can't really go wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You're still eating ribs.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, the last time I cooked my ribs, they were shit.
Really?
Yeah. But it was before I learned all the methods.
Oh.
And I had a broken smoker at the time. Yeah. Wasn't getting up to temp.
That makes a big difference.
Yeah, I was like, God, I can't get this to fucking
frustrating.
The actually. Temp right, you know, and it just wouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
It wouldn't.
Yeah.
So I got rid of that smoker and got a new one.
Fuck that smoker.
Yep. That shit's in the trash, dude.
Good.
Fucking sawed it up into little pieces.
Showed it what's up, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. But anyway, yeah, I haven't tried since.
Okay.
It's discouraging.
Well, don't give up. Try again.
I will.
Okay.
I got the parquet butter ready to go, baby. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I was talking to somebody the other day, and they were like, you know what? I'm like over smokers and shit. He's like, I found out that you can just put ribs in the oven,
mm-hmm.
and they're fucking turn out just perfect.
Yeah.
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 Or in a crock pot, and they just turn out just as good. I was like, yeah, probably.
I don't know.
It really just needs the right temperature and time. Yeah. And you can find that in an oven.
You can. But you it's just fun to get the out smokiness that smoker and the
standing
it,
outside and
fucking drinking
no
some
pants
water.
On.
Yep. Jeanless.
Just
really taking in that just, smoke.
Just pee-pee out.
Pee-pee out, dude.
Yeah.
Filling up the fucking chute. You know, the pellet loader.
Yeah.
Getting all loaded up.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Yeah, dude.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, baby.
Oh, you know what? We talked about the show that I watched that you probably still haven't watched yet.
No, I haven't. I want to, though.
The Baby Reindeer Show.
I want to see it, though.
Now, have you heard about this, though? Mm-mm. What's coming out?
Baby Reindeer 2?
The sequel. Well, there fucking might be, actually, after what's happening.
Oh, shit.
So, you know, we talked about it, but it's like a true story.
Mm-hmm.
It's written and the show is starred by the guy that it actually happened to.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's the actual guy?
So the actor in the movie is the actual person.
Really?
Telling his story.
Okay.
Right? So he wrote the movie and starred in it, and it's a true story.
Yeah.
Anyway, so the lady, Martha, from the movie, well, the movie is about, the real lady has surfaced. And she's saying that his side of the story is all bullshit. And she's on shit like Piers Morgan, like doing interviews now.
No way.
Saying that his version of the story is all flip-flopped and all fucking lies.
Really?
But if you watch the show,
mm-hmm.
it seems like something she would totally fucking do. So it's weird because you watch the show and you see how crazy this fucking story is.
Yeah.
And then it feels like what's happening right now in real time is something that would happen in that show.
Oh, shit.
So it feels like the sequel is happening in real time in front of our eyes, dude.
Holy
and like
shit.
So now people, real people have found her on Twitter and seen the actual real tweets that they talked about in the show.
No way.
And proved that like the stuff that was happening was actually real. It's real shit.
Holy
that never got deleted or anything.
Oh shit.
It's like, so it's kind
of she's
crazy.
Full of shit then.
It's kind of crazy.
Yeah, so she's like going through it again. Like, all of this shit's, like, bringing it back out of her. She's like, oh, you fucker. Yeah.
But it's like, when you watch the show, you're like, oh, man, this fucking guy.
Yeah.
But it's happening right now, like...
Again.
In front of our eyes.
Fuck, that's awesome.
The real bitch is, like,
doing the real bitch,
interviews
dude.
And stuff.
Damn, why she gotta be a bitch, dude? Like, why can't she just be, like, the real lady, you know?
She's not a lady. She's a real piece of shit bitch.
Wow, dude.
Yeah, dude.
She's a real lady piece
of shit.
You gotta
watch Baby Reindeer, bro.
Dude, I know.
You gotta watch it.
Okay.
It will take you Sunday. Like, just take Sunday and watch it.
Okay.
You'll watch the whole thing.
Yeah, I will.
It's like 7 episodes.
Okay,
that's a lot.
They're
not even that long.
That's a lot.
They're not like an hour long.
Dude, you're asking a lot of me. 7 hours?
You're gonna be awake that long anyway, right?
You're right.
Yeah, just watch it.
I probably will be.
Yeah.
I usually am. So
are you ever awake for 7 hours at a time? Then you can do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sounds great.
Ugh.
You know what I've been seeing a lot of, and I don't know where this fucking show's from?
Gay porn.
No. Nope.
You have been seeing
it's
a lot of
it. It's an older guy. He has glasses and he's bald. And he's like rich, I guess. But he hangs out with a bunch of people, but I've been seeing clips of him online where he's like standing in line and this lady comes and he's like, oh, watch this guy's, she's going to cut in line. She's going to do like a chat talk and like cut in line and shit. What? I think it's called Curb Your Enthusiasm.
What?
Is that the show with the old guy?
Yeah.
Yeah. That dude is fucking hilarious, dude. That show looks so fucking funny. Is that the right show?
Yeah, hold on a second. Are you just learning about Curb Your Enthusiasm?
I think so.
It's like one of the biggest comedy shows that's ever been.
Really?
Yeah.
It's a show? Comedy show?
Larry David is the guy you're talking
Larry
about.
Larry David, yeah.
And he's like, yeah.
But he's like that.
The funniest guy ever.
Shit, all crazy shit always happens to him.
Yeah.
Like he doesn't vote because the line's too long. So he talks to the guy in line. He's like, hey, who are you voting for? And the guy's like the opposite dude. So I'm voting for this guy. We're just going to cancel each other out. So we should just go.
Yeah.
And then they fucking lose by one vote.
Dude, I can't believe it.
And then the other guy sees him fucking throw his pin away. And he's like, I know who did it. But he turned on.
Yeah, dude. It's like one of the most highly regarded comedy shows like ever made.
Is it still going?
I think it's one of those things that like every once in a while they're like, oh, new season.
Yeah.
But it's like, I don't know. It's been around for a really long time.
Really?
Yeah.
Dude.
I think he's the guy that like made like Seinfeld and stuff.
Oh, shit. Because yeah. I thought Seinfeld like made Seinfeld.
No, I think he was like the other,
yeah.
other brain behind it.
Oh, was he?
But yeah, Larry David is fucking hilarious. Yeah.
Damn. Yeah.
Yeah, man. That's one of those shows like. Everybody says you should watch it. No, but I've seen enough clips and heard about it for a long time. I've never sat down and watched it, yeah. But yeah.
I want to see that, and I want to see Sopranos. I watched the first episode like a long time ago. Now it's probably been a couple months, and I'm like, damn, I should watch more of this.
That's one of those ones. I have no desire to watch The Sopranos at all.
It seems like it's like everybody talks about it, and I see clips of it on TikTok, and I'm like, fuck, that looks so good.
Yeah.
It looks so good, and I just like don't give it a chance.
Yeah.
I'm like, fuck, why not?
That was like back in the era of when like before series were a big thing,
mm-hmm.
but it was huge.
Yeah, that was a big one. It was like right after or like right around the same time as like
Oz.
Oz. Yeah. Yeah. Wasn't Brian Callen in Oz?
I don't know.
I thought he said he was in Oz. He could be full of shit though, dude. I don't know.
He was raped in a shower scene.
By Brendan. Holy shit, yeah, bro.
You know, speaking of those guys,
mm-hmm.
Theo Vaughn coming to Idaho Falls.
Yeah. Big deal.
Big deal. And we got tickets, too.
And we got fucking tickets.
We're actually going.
That's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
We're going to see Theo fucking Vaughn. And Idaho Falls showed the fuck up, dude.
Yeah.
They showed the fuck up. And they had
Yep. So hardcore.
Yep.
That they had to add a second show.
Second show, man.
Yeah.
Wow.
And that's impressive. But you know what's more impressive to me? Is because you hear comedians all the time being like, oh, yeah, we had to add a second show to this place or whatever.
Right.
But usually that means we have a 7:30 show and a 9:30 show.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what they did.
Yeah.
Now, he already had a show on the 29th, and now he's scheduled one for 2 days prior to that.
Right.
So he's going to come here, do a show, then go elsewhere and do a show in another city, and then come back the next day.
And do another fucking show.
And come back and do another show.
That's fucking wild, man.
That's so crazy. Yeah,
that is crazy.
Like, I love that he's getting so popular, but I really had no idea that there was that much Theo love in our town.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
You think about our town, it's like tiny.
Yeah.
Compared to like these big cities, and you're like, damn.
I think the reason Theo is so big is because of TikTok.
Yeah.
Because everybody sees his TikToks going around. And
he has some good TikToks.
Yeah.
He has some good TikToks.
Like, and I think you can't help but just fall in love with him. Like, yeah. His comedy is like,
perfect.
His style and his, he's so original and fucking hilarious.
I love his shit, man. It's so good. But I'm excited. We get to go see Theo Vaughn, man.
Hell yeah.
Fucking Theo Vaughn, the rat, baby.
Yeah.
The motherfucking rat.
The Rat King.
Yeah, man.
It's exciting.
That is exciting, dude. It's very exciting.
Yeah.
So pulled pork this weekend. That's cool.
Thinking about it. We'll see. Yeah. We'll see if it passes.
She's like, I want shark this week.
She's like, I want shark fin soup.
What?
From real.
Shark fin soup. It's real fucking sharky.
Dude, that's a real thing.
Shark tastes like chicken, I heard.
Shark fin soup is like a delicacy, and that's why.
Where?
Probably Asia somewhere. But no, for real, that's like why they've made like shark hunting illegal, because they kill them just for the fin. And they make soup.
Really?
Yeah, it's a real thing.
Oh. Well, anyway, now I'm sad for sure.
Sorry about it.
Yeah.
Now we're going to watch some National Geographic shark stuff.
I'm not. Fuck sharks.
No, there's a new documentary about orcas out. It looks fucking good. Have you seen those clips on TikTok?
Do they name them, all the orcas?
Probably, dude.
Does each orca have a name?
Probably.
I hope so.
Though they show them, like, fucking taking out a great white shark. Like, fucking it up.
Really?
And they do that shit where they have, like, a little seal stranded on an iceberg. And they fucking come at it, and then they go down, and their wave fucking takes it off, and then they fucking...
I saw one where they grabbed his tail, and he just dragged her into the water. I was like, that's right. Death by great...
great white...
great sharks.
Great orca.
Orca.
A killer whale versus a grizzly bear.
A pack of tuna.
Outside of the water.
A school of tuna.
They've devised an apparatus that allows them to breathe on land.
Not a long period of time. 20, 30 minutes tops. That's all they need.
Oh, shit.
They aggressively hunt you and your family.
Yeah. My 11-year-old and I have this thing now where he goes to bed about a half hour or so before his actual bedtime so that he can turn his TV on, and then I turn a sleep timer on. So when I go in there to, like, get him, you know, tuck him in or whatever, get him settled. Now our thing is he makes me pick a movie on Netflix, and it's whatever I want, and he doesn't get to say anything. He doesn't get to pick.
Mm-hmm.
And so I get to pick whatever he watches. And so that's our new thing, is I go in there and I pick a whatever movie, and then when I walk out, I set a 30-minute timer so that it turns off. But the other day, I picked The Other Guys because it was on Netflix.
Right.
And so the next day, I'm like, yo, what do you think about that? Because he loves Will Ferrell.
Yeah.
And he was like, it was pretty funny. He's like, but I decided that what's the other guy's name?
Mark Wahlberg.
He's like, I've decided that I hate Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah.
I was like, okay.
Yeah.
And he's all describing to me. He's like, I just don't like the way he talks, and he thinks he's funny. And I was like, okay, I get it.
Oh, wow.
He was like breaking it down.
I really think Mark Wahlberg is pretty good in that movie, too.
Yeah, I thought he was great. I started explaining it to him. I was like, well, that's kind of his character, is he's a loser,
yeah,
and he doesn't want to be.
Right.
Like, he wants to be, like, one of the fucking... He wants to be the
top guys, yeah.
But he just isn't.
He's the other guy, yeah.
And so that's why he's...
Yeah.
That's why he's that kind of
dude. Like, when they're at the funeral, and they're all fighting, and he's like, John, fucking shh. That's fucking awesome.
Yeah. That's a really good movie.
That really is a good movie. Fucking...
Yeah. We've gone through a lot of Adam Sandler movies, Will Ferrell movies.
Good.
Yeah.
Good to hear.
That's getting him on all the classics.
That's good to hear. I can't get my boys to watch a movie to save my fucking life.
Yeah, it's like, it's funny. Like, it's how hard it is to get them into things that
they don't want to be into.
Yeah, or things that we think
they should be into,
and they just don't care.
Yeah, at all.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Anyway, man.
Yep.
Is it time?
It's time.
Now on the Jeff and Craig podcast, it's time for the Urban Dictionary Phrase of the Week.
All right, and as always, the Urban Dictionary Phrase of the Week is brought to you by Let's Get Roasted Coffee.
Best coffee in the world.
Yeah.
I actually heard it won a prize for the best coffee in the universe.
Yeah.
That's what I heard.
There was a close contender from Saturn.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But
it ended up being narrowly. Yeah. It's not as smooth.
Yeah, it wasn't as smooth.
Yeah.
And that's what gave them the W.
Right. So, you know, Let's Get Roasted Coffee. Really good coffee, air roasted. And it's usually cooked the night before you get it. So it's super fresh.
The peak of freshness.
It has, they have a bunch of different blends, if you will. Mm-hmm. You know, Colombian roast. They have a Caribbean jerk roast. They have, you know, like a, they have a bunch of different ones, right?
Yeah.
So I don't know what all the flavors of coffee
there's
are.
There's like an Ethiopian one.
Yeah. Yeah.
My favorite is the
Blanco Nino one.
Yeah. The purple Urple one. It, they're all infused with. Okay.
Sorry.
We just can't do it, can we?
Okay.
Okay, we're good.
All right.
Go to lgrcoffee.com. Use the promo code Jeff and Greg at checkout for 10% off your whole entire order.
And you can get merch for 10% off, too. Yeah. They have nice hoodies, really good mugs.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, it's, they have a, it's an all-around good product.
Yeah.
Choose your, go check them out.
Choose your blend and owl and when you'd like it delivered.
They have K-cups, too.
Boom.
They have whole bean.
Boom.
They got shaved bean. They'll
grind it for you.
Yeah.
They've got flicked bean. They've got refried bean.
Refried beans.
Yeah.
They got it all, man. Anyway, go check them out. Go check them out.
They got hickory smoked bean. Okay.
All right.
Check them out. All right, Greg, yeah. Let's get into this Urban Dictionary thing. Why don't you tell everybody how to get prepped and ready while I look them up.
Look them up, dude, because I think you're going to be impressed. But
I have to scroll past this.
AI, I think the AI script.
Script first.
That's funny shit. Kick up your feet out there in podcast land. You know, drink your favorite cup of Let's Get Roasted coffee. You know, maybe it's morning time where you're at right now. Maybe it's, who cares if it's morning
it's
time.
It's a nice coffee to even have after dinner.
Yeah. I usually drink mine after sex. After a nice sweaty session of sex.
After a nice 3-minute pump session. Fucking.
Backing. Like to get some, I like to get my coffee in right after that.
After you get yours.
That's so fucked up, dude. Anyway, yeah. Kick up your feet, dude. So not true. I always, you know, I don't kiss and tell, but, you know, I'll make sure, you know, they get mine. I'm so stupid, dude. Anyway, it's funny. But gross. Check. My friend here is going. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, gotcha. Good.
Thank you.
You went with the Alabama theme this week, which never disappoints.
Never. It really doesn't.
Alabama is one of those ones, like, we can go with Alabama, we can go with Mississippi, or Canada. You know they're always going to be golden.
Always.
Yeah.
And for some reason, Alabama is extremely... I'll just let you get into it. I think you'll...
It's heavy in a certain
You'll
see.
Yeah, you'll read it and be like, oh,
okay,
that's weird.
Okay, we've got the Alabama squeeze box.
Yeah,
the Alabama hot tub, and the Alabama milkshake.
Yes.
Yeah. So when you sent me these, I never read them.
Perfect.
I never pre-read them. I like it to be in the moment. Mm-hmm. But I did catch one of the titles, and I saw Alabama hot. And I thought it was going to be Hot Pocket,
right?
Which is, I think, one that we've already
done. We have done that one.
Yeah, and so I was like, oh, no, repeats, but
right.
It's not.
It's not.
It's the Alabama Hot Tub.
The Hot Tub, baby.
All right. The Alabama Squeeze Box is where we're going to start. This is an incestuous sex move where two brothers are pounding and throat-fucking their sister simultaneously from either side.
It's pretty basic.
Uh-huh.
But you got to make sure your brother and sister do that
one. It's got to be...
And you got to have, like, two brothers.
Yeah.
Can't just do it with one brother. You can maybe sub in a cousin, a first cousin, maybe. That might work.
But, you know? That's a little too far out of the out of the tree.
You really got to be.
That's a whole nother branch.
You really got to be brother, sister.
Same limb. That one These work. Have to be on the same limb. Yep.
In Alabama, I think you get away with that.
Yeah, I think it's.
I think that's called a Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow, it's weird that there's states in our union that we just look down on so hard.
That's so true.
And they have such bad.
Yeah.
West Virginia is one.
West Virginia is one of them. Yep.
Yeah.
West Virginia, Alabama, Arkansas is probably another one.
Pretty much a lot of those southern states. Yeah.
For some reason, they're just real dumb people over there, dude. We're just kidding. I mean, you guys are all equal.
We have a lot of we have a strong fan base in Alabama. That makes sense, actually. Yeah.
They're probably all going to die off soon.
Yeah. The Alabama hot tub is next.
Right.
This is when a person or a group of people line the bed of a pickup truck with a tarp, fill it with water, relax in it, so they may suck each other's dicks. For a second, I didn't think it was going to take a turn.
I didn't either.
Because I've heard of people tarping up pickup trucks and filling them with water.
When I read that, I was like, oh, this is just normal. And then it got to the bottom. I was like, oh, shit.
When a person or group of people lie on the bed of a pickup truck with a tarp, fill it with water, and relax in it, they also may suck each other's dicks. So and that can happen anywhere.
Right.
But if the dick sucking starts, it's an automatic Alabama hot tub.
Right, exactly.
This is just a regular hot tub until the dick sucking starts.
Right. Like, hey, don't ruin this.
What if there was just a bunch of people doing that in a standard traditional hot tub?
Oh, wow. That makes sense.
Does that turn it to an Alabama hot tub, or does it need to be in a truck bed?
I think it needs
bed?
To be in a truck bed.
Okay.
Pretty.
To bring on the redneck.
Exactly.
Portion of it.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, it's not Alabama. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. The Alabama milkshake.
Okay.
I'm a little nervous about this one.
Me too.
This is the process of coming. Greg. Greg, we might have found another one.
What is it?
We might have found another one that I don't feel.
Yeah.
Too great about reading out loud.
Okay, we'll censor it out.
The Alabama milkshake is the process of coming in one's own mother.
What?
Then pulling out, adding in ice cream, and said mom's out breast milk, and fucking until the mixture is sufficiently stirred. A staple of family gatherings.
That's a Mother's Day one.
I think someone from Alabama wrote that one.
I think so, dude.
Yeah. The grammar is horrible.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Should have ran that one through a spell check. A nice grammar checker.
Holy shit.
Oh, man. Anyway. There we go, buddy.
You know what I'm going to do for Mother's Day, dude?
What?
I'm going to Garcia Street Tacos. Somebody just died upstairs.
Somebody just died. Died.
Yep. But I'm going to Garcia Street Tacos. I'm going to get me a platter of tacos, you know?
Yeah.
All Berea. Mm. Get them Berea tacos. Bring them home and have a nice Mother's Day with tacos.
Nice.
You know?
Sounds delicious.
Best tacos in Idaho Falls.
Hit up Garcia Street Tacos. Like we said, it's the best Mexican cuisine you can find.
Easily.
In the area.
Easily.
And
hands down.
Make sure when you go in there, make sure you let them know that Jeff and Greg sent you.
Yep.
And if you're feeling froggy, hit them up on the weekend.
Yeah, go see that Palermo's nightclub.
Turns into a nightclub.
Woo.
Get your dance on.
Get your moves on.
Yeah.
Get groovy up in there. That's what I'm talking about.
Shake that gat.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Get it, bro. Get all rizzed out.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? I have one quick thing that I want to talk about real quick.
Oh, okay.
Real quick.
Yeah.
We'll get this out of the way.
Okay.
Last week, we were talking about how you got me really craving a burrito, an Alberto's burrito.
Yeah.
And I still haven't gone and partaken in one.
Okay.
But the other night, we're like chilling, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we're like in that thing where like, oh, what should we have for dinner and all that. Right. And my wife's like, oh, we should get Alberto's burritos. And that's how I knew she listened to the podcast. Yeah. I was like, you full of shit. She's like, yeah, I want one of those wet dog flavored ones. I was like, okay, you listened.
Yeah.
Cool.
That's cool, though.
I was like, you're full of shit, but I really want one. I thought maybe she was going to be like, all right, let's do it.
Yeah.
No.
Nah, she was
fucking with me.
Damn. That's horrible.
Yeah. It's a brutal, it's a messed up game to play with somebody's heart.
You know, I'm going to buy you one and bring it to you.
Okay. I would appreciate that.
Bring it to you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks, man.
You're welcome.
All right. I think we're done.
We are.
Let's get the hell out of here.
All right.
Episode 264.
Season 2.
Yeah.
Because we had a whole run before this.
Yeah, man.
Got up to 140.
We're well over 500 episodes now.
Yeah. Easily.
So take that. Suck it.
Yeah. Suck it.
Everybody.
Everyone.
Yeah.
Who wants to?
If you want to,
it's all about consent.
Yeah. Yeah. You can't force anyone to suck it. But you can ask them kindly.
Please. Please. All right.
I'll do anything. All right. Oh. That's it, buddy. We're done.
Hell yeah.
So until next week, I'm Jeff.
And I'm Greg.
And we out, bitch.
Real talk, motherfucker. Fuck the Beatles. Come and knock on my door. Where are you?